News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. More bitter cold sub-zero temperatures this morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Smart meters will be the topic of a public information meeting in Marshfield tonight. Dorothy Schneidzer is the new technology director and the organizer here, and she says there are some concerns about privacy and about personal health from these smart meters.
They can regulate this right from their office with whatever switch, I don't know how, but they can turn it on and turn it off.
Now, local utility companies have been switching over to these smart meters, and Schneidzer says she believes most people are unaware of the new technology.
I'm going to hand out a little packet that people can read up on, take it home. There's going to be DVDs and CDs for them to take home.
That meeting is at 7 o'clock. It's at the Eagles Club on North Oak Avenue in Marshfield. A Marshfield woman was sentenced to probation for attacking her cheating boyfriend. She's 19-year-old Melinda Bergen. And she'll have the charges dropped from her record if she stays out of trouble for a year and completes court-ordered counseling. Police reports say Bruggen confronted another woman at the Marshfield Mall, demanded to know if she had been seeing her boyfriend. Then she went to the boyfriend's house, cut him with a knife, and threatened him with his 22-gauge shotgun. Bruggen was sentenced on disorderly conduct. Domestic abuse and weapons charges were read into the record but were not factored into her sentence. She'll also have to pay a fine of $479. A second chance for some 17-year-olds who run afoul from the law. It's being debated in Madison, as we hear from our correspondent Raymond Newpert.
The bill is authored by Senator Jerry Petruski and would keep first-time nonviolent 17-year-olds out of the justice system. Wisconsin is currently only one of 10 states that automatically sends 17-year-olds into the adult system. Jerry Petruski and proponents of the bill say keeping teenagers out of the adult system will reduce the chance they'll reoffend in the future. The bill is seeing support from local sheriffs, as well as former governors Doyle and Thompson. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A national trucking company announced yesterday they will close their doors in Wisconsin Rapids. Ron Transport employs more than 5,000 people around the country. The shutdown in Wisconsin Rapids will cost 37 jobs. The company notified state officials of their decision. The shutdown date has not been made public. Ron said their facility would need upgrades to handle newer, modern trucks, and they decided against going forward with that project. Now at least four people are dead in blasts that rocked an animal feed plant in Omaha, Nebraska, and a steel facility in Oklahoma. Authorities say two people died, at least 10 others injured Monday at International Nutrition in Omaha. In the other incident in Oklahoma, two workers were killed when a furnace exploded at Mid-American Steel and Wire in the town of Medill. A proposed special-purpose building for the Stevens Point School District was okayed by the City Council. It's called the Life Skills Center. It will be built next to the Stevens Point Area Senior High School. It will offer specialized training for students with disabilities. The superintendent, Attila Wenninger, says they're pleased that the district's second attempt is going to move forward with this project. They had failed to get City Council approval earlier.
What we talked about when it was first rejected was, what are we really after here? And what we're really after here is fulfilling the concept and the concept is that building and what it can bring for our kids.
This will be approximately 3,000 square feet with classroom and meeting room space, plus a handicapped accessible bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen to practice life skills. The city of Stevens Point also approved leasing the Parks and Rec building on Michigan Avenue to the Boys and Girls Club. That's a plan that's been discussed since late May. Mayor Andrew Halverson says there have been some changes to the remodeling and additional plans since the site was first discussed.
Initially, it showed the building connecting to what is the existing Mid-State building now. This will ultimately allow them to stay south of that and will only be making an addition to what is now known as the rec building itself.
Two women accused of performing a deadly exorcism will appear in a Maryland court today. Zayika Avery and a second suspect, Montifa Sanford, were taken into custody Friday after Montgomery County Police found the bodies of Avery's two young children inside her home. Let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. It's another bitter cold morning. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
It's cold, 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 and it will stay that way for the next few days. Mostly sunny skies through much of the day today, a high of 3 above zero. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow developing, a low of 5 below. Some light snow continuing on Wednesday, an inch or so accumulation and turning breezy in the afternoon, a high around 7. Another frigid day on Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 2. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It is a very cold morning. You can get the hour-by-hour temperatures at WSAU.com/weather, and we're not going to get very high today. Stay warm this morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.